Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we're talking about... Hey, friends. What's up? How's it going? I'm recording this early in the morning after going to the gym and doing some writing. And while I was at the gym, I was listening to this podcast, and I heard the woman mention how love is patient. And I was just thinking about how that isn't a concept we really talked about much on the podcast here today. So we're going to talk about it. And immediately my mind went to 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 through 6 and 7. So love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves, perseveres. Love never fails. And I was just thinking specifically really about that first part of love being patient. There's so much in those verses that I think is so beautiful and so good to unpack. But I really, really want to talk to you guys about patience today, because I think that this is a part of love that we miss in today's society. And when we're talking about love, I think patience is something that often gets left out of it. And I specifically think a lot about how there's kind of a narrative around how the person you're with has to be this perfect person. They need to be everything you've ever wanted and more. And if they're anything less than that, then you're settling. And you're not getting the best thing possible for you in a relationship. And I think this mindset, it makes sense why a lot of us think this way, and why that's kind of the narrative around love. And I think a big part of it being like the society we live in, everything is very fast-paced. We are constantly go, 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 constantly like doing lots of things. And we are very focused on accomplishment and having the best things, right? We live in a very materialistic society. And if you don't like something, then just throw it out and get the next one. And I think that's very, very much how we have come to start looking at love and relationships is, well, if your partner just isn't perfect, or if your relationship isn't exactly the way you want, then just throw it out. Go get a new one. Go fix it. And this mindset around love, I think, has us being very impatient with our partners. Because basically, we're coming into relationships and looking for our partner to be an end product. We're looking for them to have it all figured out, have it all put together, and then we can have the relationship be this pinnacle of our life. Rather than, especially if you think about like years back when really marriages started a lot younger, where we are building our life and becoming someone with this person. Now I think the timeline generally that a lot of people look to is like, I want to have everything in my life all put together. I want to have had all these life experiences. I want to be at a certain place in my own development where I'm totally figured out, and they need to be in a place where they're totally figured out. And then we come together and have this amazing relationship. And that isn't wrong to attempt to build a relationship that way. It's not right either. I think some of us might look at that as like the right way to do it because that is what we're being told. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but what I want you to notice is I think this mindset, what we're looking at is we're saying that we almost need to be perfect and our partner needs to be perfect in order to then come together and have a relationship. And that's just not the case. Even when you have all those pieces in your life figured out with your career and where you're living and you've done a lot of self-work on yourself and then you find your person, there's still going to be challenges in a relationship and there's still going to be dynamics you're navigating and things you're figuring out, whether it's later in your life or earlier in your life. Now, because there are those dynamics to figure out and a relationship's going to bring up insecurities within you, within your partner, and there's going to be challenges, this is where patience is so key. If we lack patience, what we do is we start to want to run away or hurry and fix anytime we see something in our relationship we want to be different. We will try to hurry and get away from it or try to hurry and fix it. Whenever we notice something in our partner or just the thing in the relationship we want to change. And I think it's so fascinating because neither of those tend to feel great to us, right? It doesn't feel great to try to hurry and fix your partner and make them better. That doesn't feel good for your partner. It creates kind of this nagging, nitpicking dynamic. But then running away, it doesn't quite feel right either because we are just escaping and we're seeking out perfection somewhere else. And we can do that. We can go chase perfection in another relationship and maybe find someone that has figured out or fixed some of the flaws or struggles within our relationship. Maybe there was one dynamic in your current relationship you don't like, you swap it out for something else in another relationship. But yet there's still going to be other things and other dynamics that you don't love with a different person because we're human. So at some point in a relationship, there comes a space where you have awareness of, I'm not going to run away and I'm not going to fix all the time. We create more acceptance around where our partner is at and where the relationship is and where we're at. And that can feel wrong in a way because it can feel maybe like we're settling, but it also like opens up all this peace because now we're not like, we're not pushing them. We're not pushing ourselves. We're not like frantically looking for something different. We're just relaxing into what is. And I think that's really, really important in a relationship to be able to do that, to know how to create acceptance for where you are at. Now, there might be this deeper part of you that is craving and wanting something more, that is wanting something in the relationship that doesn't quite exist yet. Maybe it's to have more of a connection around spirituality. Maybe it's wanting to have more friendships with as a couple. I just coached a girl on that last night. Maybe sometimes it might be wanting to not get as explosive at each other during conversations when you're arguing. There can be like a lot of different things that you maybe want to shift or change. And again, if we're not running away and we're not trying to hurry and fix and we move into this acceptance, then that part of us that's craving and wanting something new and deeper might feel a little bit like, oh, wait, you're going to just let go of this? And it might feel like kind of sad, kind of disappointing. And sometimes it can be something we really do truly crave and want to have. But I think it's very hard for us to acknowledge that without then going to, okay, well, then that must mean I have to leave. If I want this thing that doesn't currently exist, that means I need to leave the relationship. And this is where I think patience is everything. To me, patience is being able to be with someone and to recognize like all the good and the beauty they bring into your life. And then when there's those areas that maybe it's falling short or you're wanting more, to recognize I can work with that. This is a good enough foundation. I remember when I was engaged and, you know, having all this relationship anxiety. And one of the things my mom told me that's always stuck with me is she just said, you guys have just such a good canvas, meaning like a painting canvas. She's like, yeah, there's things that aren't perfect in your relationship or that you're wanting to be better, but you have such a good canvas. And that just really stuck with me of like, there was such a beautiful foundation, like in my now husband's, in his character, in the way he treated me, and like our openness and honesty with each other, our desire to, and like stubbornness to work on the relationship and committedness to it. And there was just enough there that, yeah, there were some other things I was wanting, but it was like we had this foundation to build a relationship from and to continue to grow and improve it. I was looking for my relationship to be the end masterpiece. I was looking for it to be this finalized thing rather than like allowing it to be a good foundation that I could be patient with. And I think it's challenging for us to simultaneously hold like the reality of where a relationship currently is and the possibility of what it could become. I think it's challenging to hold those two things and be able to believe in and have faith in what's possible. And again, be patient in the gap. Be patient as you move towards what you're creating. Now, I think another area that people have resistance around patience in a relationship and allowing our relationship to develop and to grow is people think, well, if I'm waiting for him to grow or improve, or I'm allowing the relationship to not be like all figured out from the get-go, then I might just tolerate any behavior. I might tolerate things that aren't okay. And I'm just going to get stepped on. And I think this is why a lot of the narrative around relationships is if it isn't exactly how you want, you need to leave. Because I think a lot of times there is that, like, on one hand, we have women who will simply see potential, right? They'll just look at like this beautiful possibility. They'll ignore all the ways they're being mistreated in a relationship. They'll ignore like being disrespected, right? They'll ignore all the things that are like very wrong and really just believe in what's possible for them. And I think that's one extreme. And I think there's a lot of talk on social media about don't marry potential, run away from red flags, right? Don't settle. So we swing to an opposite extreme where now the person we're with can have no flaws. They can't be struggling with anything. They need to have it all figured out. And we won't tolerate any imperfection because we're afraid of being that girl who falls in love with potential and settles and is being naive and getting stepped on. And it feels more powerful to be the person who's just rejecting everybody and waiting for perfection. That feels like a powerful stance, but it's not loving. It's really not. It's a form of pride. It's putting yourself above every man that comes your way and saying like, I am better than them, right? They need to be at this level of perfection that, let's be honest, we're not there either. I think so much of who we become and how we evolve and we become perfected and we, which does not happen in this lifetime, but I think as we strive to become more Christ-like, a huge part of how that happens is through a relationship with another imperfect being. And learning how to love them in their imperfections and learning how to be loved in your own imperfections. rather than like I get myself all perfected and figured out and then I can get loved. That's not love, guys. Love is patient, which means it's enduring through the process, through the hard, through the flaws. And yes, obviously make sure you have a man who's treating you respectfully, right? Where there is that good, solid foundation and canvas to work with. But I really think many of us are looking for a masterpiece, right? Versus recognizing love is in the process. It's not somewhere we get, it's where we are. Don't look to get to love. Don't look to find it or get it perfected. Allow yourself to be loving and to build it and grow it and allow yourself and your partner to evolve. So I want you to ask yourself is if I were to practice bringing patience to my relationship this week, what would that look like? How could I practice stepping into being more patient with my partner, with myself, and with life? All right, thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. Have a beautiful weekend, and we'll talk next week. Bye.